Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line to talk about all this great stuff is the best there is. Mike Lombardi, Rhea, please tell us about Mike.
Mike Lombardi is a writer at The Athletic, and he also does the GM Shuffle Pod and author of Gridiron Genius.
Mike, it's great to have you on the show. How you doing, Mike?
I am wonderful, Angelo. Hello, Rhea. Hello, everyone. How are we doing today?
Well, I got to tell you, this Bryce Harper thing got everybody excited. And it was me, and I know you, as a guy who put together great NFL teams. There are certain players, Mike, that love the big moment, aren't they? Because that's what I was seeing when I was watching Harper last night. Some guys shrink from that moment, and some guys love it. Is it hard to tell when you're looking at players who can handle it and who can't?
You know, great players always play great in great moments or else they can't be great. You know, it's one thing to play, in a meaningless game and, when you play great in that. But when the level of competition rises, then, I mean, look, this is the time that I think the Phillies have to get their team going. I mean, you know, they've kind of struggled through this point. They've got a three-game win streak. Now is the time. Peaking at the right time for teams is ultimately what it's all about in sports. Last year we saw it with the Patriots peaking in December and going into January. Nobody thought they were going to play very well because their September was so bad. I think it's all about being at the right time, peaking, and having your team come together.
You know, Mike, they say to us, I'm thinking of Wayne Gretzky. They said that his pulse would slow down in a big moment. And I when I look at Brady, you know, I he really actually lives for those moments, the way we saw it with Harper last night. Was Brady the guy that you saw in your NFL days that was best in that moment, in that critical sequence?
You know, I was with Montana and Brady, Montana, and both of them, you could just feel the game slow down. Like, it was never too big for them, and they never really got anxious, and they never rushed. And I think that's the great way to put it, is the game slows down. Everybody else is playing fast, and they're going slow. And they're able to make decisions in pressure situations because they've done it so many times before. Alex Ferguson, the great Manchester United coach, talks about players that have world-class moments and players that have world-class careers. And I think these guys, like Harper, like Brady, like Montana, they have world-class careers, and that's why they're able to do it.
Awesome stuff. All right, Mike, the Eagles last night did not look bad, believe it or not, but they did wreck another quarterback. I'm going to start with this. Mike, they didn't do this when you were a GM. Nobody wants to play their regulars in any of these preseason games right now.
Yeah. Are they Nobody does.
No, they don't. Yeah. So tell me, are they doing the right thing by keeping them on the sideline?
Well, I think they're having practices and they're getting to work in other ways. I mean, Baltimore's playing hard. I mean, I'm watching Baltimore play Green Bay right now, and Baltimore's playing at a level that they want to play. I think they're getting their team ready. Look, the preseason is how you do it is different, right? You have to get your team. You're like a boxer. You've got to spar so many rounds before the opener. If you don't, you can't really excel at it. So however you get your reps, this week I think the Eagles practice against the Ravens. That'll be tremendous work, and then they have the third preseason game. But you could see the Eagles just in that game. Their offensive line had really good pad level. They came off the ball. I mean, they had really good – you could see their energy in terms of their team, their execution. Now, things start to fall apart when you got the backups. And look, here what I think is the most important thing that I've learned this preseason is if you're going to run the ball on first down, you're going to get called for holding in this league. They're going to call holding at a higher level. It's going to lower the scores. These over and unders that people want to talk about, I talk about it on VSiN all the time, they're going to be a lot more unders. You're going to have to calculate that because you're going to be in a lot of first and 20s because they're calling holding at a high level. And running plays have a higher level of being called for holding than any other play in football. And I think that's got to be something you adjust to. People are getting carried away with the PI penalties. It's the holding calls that stop an offense.
All right, well, that was my next thing I want to ask you about, because Doug Peterson challenged the PI, a pass interference, last night, and it was upheld. Do you like that new rule, Mike?
I don't know it yet. Okay. I saw a play in the Washington game where I couldn't tell you. They said it was offensive pass interference, and I can't. I think we're working our way through it, kind of like we worked our way through the quarterbacks a couple of years ago when they got hit. I'm not sure anybody has a really good handle on what they're going to call. Of course, let's be honest. None of us had a handle on pass interference before they started allowing us to challenge it seriously. Like, you know, every game's different. It's like the strike zone in baseball. It depends on the umpire, right? So I think that this is going to have to work its way through. The holding thing, they're making it a clear effort. They're going to call holding. If you try to run the ball on the outside and your tight end puts his hand on the outside shoulder of the defensive lineman, that's a hold. And you're going to get called for it. And it's hard to overcome first and 20s. Just look at the history of that number.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I need your, you know, Howie Roseman monitors when you call in, Mike, because he needs advice along the way. He elected not to, when he was down to three quarterbacks, he elected not to add one last week. Now he's down to two because Kessler's got a concussion. Sudfeld broke his wrist. Wentz, they don't want to play, so all they got is the kid Thorson. You're bringing a quarterback in this week, aren't you, Mike?
You have to. I mean, he's got to bring somebody in. Somebody's got to know the system, and it's problematic because what's happening with the XFL, we saw it yesterday, Landry Jones signed a contract. Now, what the XFL is trying to do is they're trying to sign quarterbacks and pay them, let's say, $1 million and keep them there so they can develop. They have a team of – they have a league of eight quarterbacks. So you better get one now before they take one if there's somebody out there that you feel like you can that could come in and know what you're doing and kind of can work his way around it. I think it's going to be critical. Look, you can't go in a preseason game. The Texans did it last week up in Green Bay. Joe Webb, because A.J. McCarron got hurt, Joe Webb had to play the whole game. And it's hard for quarterbacks to play the whole game in the preseason, especially young ones who really don't understand it. You know, a fifth-round pick out of Northwestern, I think that's going to be a real hard thing to do. He's got to find a way to get a backup quarterback in there.
All right, so Mike, for many years, Mike was involved with Bill Belichick of the Patriots. Right now, they are practicing with the Titans, and even though they're not playing the regulars in the games, Al, they're fighting during the practice.
Yes, it's a good thing.
15-20-guy brawl yesterday, Mike. At one point, the GM of the Titans ran out on the field himself to break it up, which you were the GM of the Patriots. I assume you would have done that if you were still there. Mike, what's the point of it if they're going to fight? Why are they fighting? What do you do as a GM to stop that?
I mean, really, you know, and they've been talked about it, you know, and Belichick, you know, because Belichick loves having joint practices, and it works. You know, we did it against the Eagles when I was there.
Right.
You know, you've got to educate your players on it, and it's hard. I mean, you know, it's challenging because more than anything, it isn't so much about the fact that, you know, it's the brute-on-brute force. It's the player feels like the other player did something that could injure him. And that causes the anger that goes into this. It's really more about, hey, you went low on me. You shouldn't have. You know, we're talking about playing high, and then everybody's tempers raises. It's really not a good thing. But I think what the NFL really needs to do, because these preseason games are really hard to watch, they're really hard to watch, is I think the NFL needs to allow us to watch these practices. Like, it would be much better television this week to watch the Wednesdays and Thursday practice of the Eagles-Ravens than watch the game on Sunday or Saturday.
Wow. Well, that's my last question, Mike. What's the future of preseason football in the NFL? What's going
to happen?
I think
it's got to go down to two games, and I think the NFL could really maximize. Look, the NFL usually rarely leaves money on the table. Like, I've been bitching for years about they should have, you know, when the ball's in the red zone, Angelo, and it's third down in the red zone, there should be like a huge graphic. This is a four-point play coming up, right?
Yeah.
Third down in the red zone is a four-point play sponsored by WIP. You know, you guys have all that money. You could sponsor one of those segments, you know? And so that's what, you know, and the NFL is leaving money on the table. I mean, you know, that's shocking. And this one, I think they're leaving money on the table too, is to film these, is to show these preseason scrimmages between these two teams because fans love it. They can't get enough of it. And I think that would be really the way to go as opposed to having us sit there and listen to the announcers. And, you know, the announcers are great. All they're doing is lobbying for their team. I mean, you could watch a tape on some other team out of Philadelphia, and they're getting beat by 30, and the announcers are talking about how great the team is. It's really hard to watch.
All right, but then what you're telling me is we're going down to two, which I think everybody agrees with that, Mike. Are we adding two regular season games?
That's going to be an interesting thing in the collective bargaining agreement. I would, you know, this whole notion of adding two, but the players only have to play 16. Mark Murphy of the Packers came up with that.
Yeah.
I think Mark needs to go back to the drawing board and come up with another idea. That ain't going to work. Look, it's bad enough that you go to a Sixer game and you're not sure whether Joel Embiid's going to play. You don't want to go to an Eagle game and Wentz be healthy and not see him play in a game. You're paying full fare to the ticket, and then you're not going to be able to see the player play. To me, that's the NBA's problem. I don't know how they're overcoming that, but I don't think it's going to happen in football.
I have a recommendation for people get ready for the football season. Get the book Gridiron Genius, because it's Mike Lombardi talking, and he is a Gridiron Genius. Mike, always a pleasure. Looking forward
to another
season with you, pal. Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Thank you.
Great Mike Lombardi out with some great insights. Let's go to...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.